This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Berning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, last week's February dairy supply and utilization report pulled back the curtain a little bit on the dairy market. What jumped out at you from the report?
Butter jumped out. We knew that butter exports were down in February, and we've been hearing reports of robust demand stateside, kind of as part of the narrative of, well, maybe here is why butter prices are pushing $3 per pound in April. But when we look at the supply and utilization data from February, domestic usage was down almost 5%, and the total category disappearance was down 6.3%. So that was really surprising to see. So just as an economist, as I think about all the fundamentals for butter, there really isn't anything that's saying like, yep, prices, you know, demand is rip-roaring and supply is super tight. So that kind of stuck out. And then cheese as well. We expected that American cheese domestically, not as much was consumed, and that was certainly confirmed. That was down 7% on a year-over-year basis, despite really strong exports in February. So the overall American cheese category was then down that same 6.3% as butter. Those were two of the big highlights from the report.
How about nonfat dry milk and whey?
The nonfat dry milk utilization picked up a little bit as a whole on the category, up 2.2%, 182.3 million pounds utilized. And that was really driven by the stronger export number that we saw domestically. Usage was down almost 3%. So it really was those bigger exports that we saw. We'll see if that continues. The export sales obviously would have been booked 2 to 3 months prior to February when markets were kind of moving lower. So we'll see if that continues into March. I'm not totally sure that it's going to. From a dry whey perspective, that was down. It fell mostly due to poor export demand. Domestic demand was not great either. And poor export demand really has been the narrative there since March of 2023. Every month since March 2023, utilization in that category has been down on a year-over-year basis, with the exception of January 2024. So just really poor exports in dry whey.
Betty, do you have a quick update for us on the avian influenza, or should we call it bovine influenza?
Goodness, yeah, it's interesting seeing two different names in the literature and some of the different opinions on that. There's been a few more cases that have been confirmed in Michigan, but it's just kind of more of the same, and we're not seeing a huge impact on dairy markets as it relates to this disease. So, yeah, not much new.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Berning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
USDA's April forecast for milk reveals lower production and, in turn, lower prices despite strong demand. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski discusses this month's milk product and class price forecast from USDA.
Butter is really the only dairy product this month where we raised our price forecast. So our butter price forecast is now at $2.92 per pound. That was raised this month by 13 cents per pound, just reflecting that strong domestic and global demand. Whereas all of the other main products, cheese, nonfat dry, and dry whey prices were adjusted lower, just reflecting observed prices and relatively weaker demand markets. In terms of the dairy class prices, so class 3 price was reduced by 95 cents per hundredweight this month, and that reflects those lower price adjustments for cheese and whey. Class 4 prices, on the other hand, were raised by 30 cents per hundredweight, and that reflects that strength in butter markets and butter prices.
And that's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. Members of 4-H chapters across the U.S. gathered in the U.S. Capitol Friday for the annual 4-H convention.
There are only a handful of national 4-H events that bring youth from every state together. To be able to come to Washington, D.C. for National 4-H Conference is really just an extraordinary experience for some of these young people who have never left their county.
Annie Cesarini of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.